Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. Today on the Visionary Chronicles, we're going to talk about teams, specifically about how to build and manage what I call a high-octane team. Really, when you look at it, these teams have a passion around your brand. But this really has to be built from the top down. And we look at how to build these high-octane teams. It's also as important to manage them properly. You may have a vision for your brand or for your company, but when these teams come in, if you've really been able to sell these members of the team on your brand and the vision you have for your brand, then the execution has to come through proper management and ensuring that that vision becomes reality. And when you look at leaders in businesses like this, there's a lot of challenges that they're faced with, and I call it from the top down, and there's several of these, and I'll just kind of go through a couple of them for you. But the other side of this that sometimes and many times with the brands I've been with, as well as the current brands I work with through Liquid Mind, is that in leading your team, you have to ensure that you're compassionate and passionate around them as well and what they need to succeed. Many times, all leaders focus on is how to take care of the top line and not how to take care of the teams that they're going to execute on how to manage the execution of that vision. So when you look at leaders, there's a couple principles I look at, and I'll kind of focus on a couple here. Leaders, many times, are looked at to drive performance, number one. You know, what are we looking for in the next quarter, the next year, the 1, 3, 5 year plan, and how do we get to driving performance to hit our numbers? So that's really what they're looking at as far as what are the steps in the financial plan to get us to where we need to be in the future. So driving performance is number one for a leader. The second is, once those performance metrics are set, is then delivering the results. Then comes delivering the results of these metrics that you've defined and how to achieve those results. And this is done not only from a numbers perspective, but also from a team standpoint. The team is going to execute that vision and the performance metrics that you've outlined on each one of those years. So driving performance, one, delivering these results, number two. And then I put this one in because this, a lot of times, are intuitively things every leader faces. I faced it when I was in executive roles with brands, and I face it with the brands I currently work with today. And it's very important to keep the sanity of the company is that when you're managing expectations. Now, we understand that there's going to be numbers that we need to drive to. Many times we exceed these. Many times you don't. It's very important when you look at being a leader that you manage expectations. This is for everybody's trust and loyalty. So when you're managing expectations, you need to ensure that you're communicating properly where you're at today, how you're going to get to where you want to be tomorrow. And this is all done through the strategic plan, but it's also done relative to market conditions. So managing expectations is always a dynamic item on this checklist when you are a leader that you need to make sure you're managing properly, both up the ladder as well as down to your team. And many times that only goes one way, and it's very unfortunate because then you lose the trust and loyalty of your team. And as a result, you can't deliver performance, nor can you achieve results. Now, the other aspect of this is that I call it kind of the bottom down, and it's really not bottom down, it's just really leading your team. So I'd mention first, the leaders have expectations from the executive team or from the company or brand, but then the team should also have expectations of how you're going to lead them. And there's a couple points I put here as well. There's many points in regards to leading teams, but I felt these to be the most important. One is to passionately and authentically translate the vision of the company of the brand. Now, this is a challenge for many brands, and where they fall short is that the leaders themselves don't have a vision. How do you expect the leaders of the individual teams to be able to translate that vision if there is no vision? So it's very important that when you're positioning your brand, you understand the vision and who you are, what you do, why you do it, and where you do it. So translating that vision to your team is very important. Now, when I say passionately and authentically, if you're driving what I call a high-octane team, and those that you brought onto your team, they're going to have that expectation of you being authentic, someone that they can follow, and someone that they believe is passionate about the vision of the brand and what they're moving towards. And the second thing I looked at was compassionately and intuitively understanding the team needs from both a professional and a personal perspective. This is very important for a leader, and one that's very difficult for those who don't understand how to do it, because sometimes it's not intuitive, and many times some people are not meant to be leaders and they don't understand what it takes in order to execute a vision through their team. And so I say both professional and personal. Obviously, you have a majority of your time with the team on the professional side, but there will be the personal side, and I call it the fun side. Don't always make it about business. Ensure that there's a personal side to your leadership traits, and that's an important aspect of leading your team as well. Now, the other aspect that leaders have to deal with is barriers, and you know what I call barriers to successfully leading a team and barriers to successfully executing on expectations. And I got several points here as well, and we'll talk about these more in depth. Number one is unrealistic expectations. And when you look at setting the vision, driving performance, and delivering results, you need to make sure that there wasn't unrealistic expectations set on the very front end. Unless you speak up on the front end, the back end, it'll be very difficult to go back and indicate these were unrealistic in the beginning. So you need to make sure that this does not become a barrier and you have control over ensuring that it does not. The second one is limited budgets. If you've set an expectation and a strategic plan, but it's underfunded and you realize that that was the case in the very beginning and did not mention anything, limited budgets are always a constraint for success. So make sure that you plan properly and you also budget properly. If you feel you need more funding in order to achieve expectations and you don't speak up and you don't get this funding, guess what? Down the road, this is going to come back to bite you, and this is a barrier to successfully leading teams and companies as a whole. But you need to make sure on the front end that you have set a proper budget against expectations for the plan that you've established over the next 5 years. The third, I say, is collaboration between teams. And I mention this because it doesn't get talked about a lot. As we know, there's a lot of different functional teams that are reliant on other functional teams. Sales is reliant on product and marketing to execute a program for them to sell. Guess what? If that program is not ready, the revenue constraints will fall back on the sales team, but this is relative to collaboration between teams and not hitting the timelines. So sales suffers. The fourth is burnout. And this is obviously a team constraint and a barrier to success if you're not properly managing your team both personally and professionally and avoiding burnout. And what I mention is that leaders that all they talk about is business and they never have a personal side to their personality and their team. And this is an important aspect because we do live on both sides of personal and professional, and we want this to be balanced. So ensure that you have a balance. And avoiding burnout is difficult. You don't always have control over your team's personal and professional side, but manage that as best you can and understand that that does happen. The fifth is timelines. And this kind of falls back to unrealistic expectations as well, is that the timelines are unrealistic, short timelines are unrealistic, then you need to make sure that you're planning properly and you're executing steps towards successfully completing your vision. And the last point on barriers to successfully leading teams is leadership vision or no vision at all. This is probably the most important point that's a barrier to success, because what are you marching towards? If you don't have a vision, you can't establish steps to execute upon that vision. So it's very important from the top down that this vision of what your brand stands for is properly translated to your team and allowing them to successfully execute upon that vision, but the vision has to be there in the first place. So that is a very big barrier to success. Now, the other side of this is team leadership to overcome barriers. You know, I put some points together here. How do you overcome these barriers in leading your team? And what I call things that you do have control over. Many of these things I've talked about previously, you effectively don't have control over them. And how do you find ways to manage this high octane team and things that you can control? One of the first things I looked at when you're building your team, this really comes towards when you're hiring people, understanding what they're looking to execute and achieve within your functional area or within the brand or company itself and how it executes with other teams and what your brand culture is chemistry. Number one is chemistry. When we look at it, we say brand culture, chemistry, whatever it is, chemistry fits within the culture. So a couple of things we look at for chemistry and ensuring that you build the proper team. Skill set is one, but probably not the most important. You know, skill set you can find, but what you'll find in having worked with brands and worked with teams, there's a lot of collective areas within building a high-octane team that allows them to succeed in executing the vision. And skill set is complementary relative to what you're looking to achieve within your functional group. But the other things that have to blend in there, and there's kind of four areas I look at here when you mention chemistry, is personalities as well, diversified personalities, diversification, individual and collective. So when you're looking at building this high-octane team, many people will just look at skill set and forget about the personality and culture that they're walking into. And many people fail, not because they have a great skill set. More often than not, they'll fail because they don't fit in with the chemistry of the team or the culture of the brand. So chemistry is extremely important when you're looking at building a high-octane team. The second is, once you've built your team, is communications. Communications from the leader have to be authentic. They have to be frequent. And they have to be a simple translation of what you're looking for your team to execute. So chemistry, communication to and with the team. And then third is a passion. This leader has to be passionate, not only about what you're executing on, whether it be product, marketing programs, ensuring that that is authentic and that it's frequent. I mentioned frequent because there's nothing worse than a team not understanding where they stand relative to executing on the vision or marching towards their goal. So being passionate is a leadership principle that's absolutely crucial to ensuring you can translate the vision and translate your leadership skill set to the team. And it's a vision translation of what the brand stands for, but it has to be passionate and it has to be authentic. And the third principle, interestingly enough, when you talk about leading a team, people think this to be obvious. I don't. It's management of the team. Passion versus compassion. We talk about that, professional versus personal. Execution to move the vision to a reality. And understanding what you need to provide to your team, both from a tool perspective as well as a step process perspective on the strategy to achieve that vision. The other piece of this is respect for everyone. You know, I don't care who it is on the team or anybody inside the company or the brand. Everybody is a piece of successfully executing the vision for the brand. The fourth piece is give your team the tools to succeed. And I say this both on whether it be computers, software, but also the tools to succeed as a leader for your team is ensuring you're protecting them. There are many brands that I've seen where the team takes the brunt of things that should have been thought out at the very outset when establishing the vision and the strategic plan for the company. So ensure you're there for your team, builds loyalty, trust, and ongoing passion for the vision that you set not only for the company, but for the brand and for the team. And the last piece I'll talk about here when you're managing your team, and again, this gets lost many times because you're so busy grinding it out day after day, managing metrics, managing the execution of the vision and of the plan, but ensuring that you have fun. Avoid burnout. Make sure that you have time to go off campus, I call it, ensuring that your team is a team both personally and professionally. And as a result, you're going to have a team that's closer, understands the vision collectively, and collaborates better than a team that's grinding it out day after day, and eventually burnout sets in, and as a direct result of burnout, effectiveness suffers. So I would rather have a team that's more effective, working less hours, than a team that's less effective, working more hours. More hours is not a badge of honor. A badge of honor is working together collectively as a team, being effective, understanding what your goal is, and having a leader that has both passion for the brand and what you're looking to achieve, and compassion for the team in order to give them the tools to succeed so they can move forward in the next step in their career and continue to build great brands going forward. Would like to thank you for listening to the Visionary Chronicles today. I really appreciate your time, and hopefully you've enjoyed the subjects that we talk about each week here on the Visionary Chronicles, and we feel it's very important. We understand that there's professional needs and support you need with your companies and with your brands, but we also appreciate the fact that you've got some personal needs. As leaders of companies and brands, there are many things that you have to deal with, and we want to make sure that we're addressing those as well. If you like what you hear, we would really appreciate subscribing to The Visionary Chronicles. Are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, and Podbean. So we would really appreciate if you'd subscribe and look forward to bringing additional episodes to you each week. So again, thank you for your time. Appreciate it. Look forward to the next podcast.